Do you want to know what this podcast is? I imagine that right now, you're feeling a bit like Alice, tumbling down the rabbit hole, Do you believe in fate, listener? Let me tell you why you're here. You are here because we formed opinions on something. Something you can't explain. But you feel it. You've felt it your entire life. You don't know who we are, but we're there. Like a worm in your ears, driving you mad. Podcasters Assemble is everywhere. We are all around you. Even now in this very room. You hear us when you put on your headphones or log into Patreon. You can feel us when you go to work. When driving the deserted roads. You have been blinded from the truth. Like everyone else, you are retained in a prison for your mind. This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. Press skip. The story ends. You wake up at your job and believe whatever you want to believe. You press play. You stay in Wonderland, and we show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember, all we're offering you are our opinions, nothing more. No one can be told what Podcasters Assemble is. You must experience it for yourself. The Podcasters Assemble Executable Code is a production of the We Can Make This Work, probably, network.
Hello, my lovelies. Bill here today. Just a quick note before the beginning of today's episode. This is actually an old episode, and I'm just trying to consolidate all my old stuff into one place. So please note that today's episode is a little rough around the edges, because this is from a couple of years ago, when I used to do a lot of my podcasting while walking around. Please take it with a pinch of salt, but I hope you enjoy the content anyway. All right, guys, here's to past Bill. Bye.
I need a saga. What's the saga? It's songs for the deaf. You can't even hear it.
Hello, what is the saga? Haha, I need a saga. It's the Final Fantasy Legend. The fake saga. The true saga. The one saga. The one, the only. The motherfucking saga of sagas. Sagarino. Saga. Yeah, anyway, what, enough of that bollocks. yes, hello. So, I finally, folks, lost patience. With the old jingling, jangling, jungling, bungling, mungling, stupid old app. I can't really blame yet, because I've used a couple now, and you know, I had the app that used to record the footage on the phone, and that used to that worked fine for a while, and then that glitched out. I had the app which only recorded the audio, and that was fine for a while, and that glitched out, and it always seemed to glitch out. Depending on what has happening within the emulator, you know, coming in and out, it suddenly glitched the sound recording. So I've reached the point where I am now using a separate device to record my audio. So there is no chance of it glitching. He says, compliment. Fingers crossed. Let's hope so. Yes, unfortunately, my save's still fucked. So here's an unloaded Milo state. Now, I think I was balls deep in some sort of castle. Yeah, adventure music. Woohoo! And the king wants to see me. King wants my ass. Here we go, final bottom corner. This looks throny room. Oh yeah. He doesn't look like very king-like. Tora, my lord. Hang on, wait, Tora? My monster? My lord, you look ill. What is wrong? King Armor. Uh-huh. Ooh, who is the lady? So he's lovesick. Who is the lady? King. She is a girl who lives in the south that she wouldn't accept my proposal. Sounds a bit rapey. Tora, I see. May I be able to help you for a reward? King, I'll give you anything you want. I'll have your fucking armour. My lord, we do. What's wrong? Oh, no shit. I'm in love. Oh, shit. Oh, who's the lady? Oh, she's a girl. Right, okay, so. I guess, oh, fuck's sake. Oh, man. You know, you're sitting here tapping A furiously to finish this text, and then you actually push it again. Right, so the king's going to give me anything I want. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. In return for forcing some young village lady to have sex with him. Sounds like a top-notch king in my book. or maybe not. Yes, so here we go, back outside. Anything else around this area? I don't want to quite touch the dreaded rock now, let's go outside. Okay. So, anything else on this little peninsula? No, just mountains, rocks, no, yeah. I would have put the castle in a different location, to be honest with you, rather than the bottom east of there. Lizard! Right, oh my god, the monster system. Oh, fucking, what is ESP? It's just like billions, it's ESP, and then like, there's no other text. I'm going to have to Google what that fucking does. I'm going to have to find some sort of list of abilities. Right, don't use fucking ESP, use your long one, Bill. Fucking slap your long one against that lizard and see what happens. It hits Jenna. Bite. 2 damage. FX is 8 damage. Bite. 3 damage. Chest attacks loses my hammer. There's 3 damage. Fucking hell, chest. Man, I've got to get some better weapons than these hammer and rapier. They are not at all effective. I don't like ineffective stuff. 7 damage. This lizard seems to do less damage to me. And I should do my damage to it. 40 dB, okay. Right, so I really want to get back to where I was before. I'm going to go this way. Oh yeah, this is the first town. Oh, so I assume I need to go the other way around. But I'm just going to go to the inn and heal up. Feeling a bit vulnerable. I think I am. No, only 31 HP, yeah, no one's particularly low down. Bye-bye. Right. I do like the whole, you know, 1 HP per guild, per GP cost. Bill. ESP, still got 25 ESPs. Oh, hang on, I can use stealth. Can't use. I wonder if stealth's like, you know, lowers the random encounter rate or something. Anyway, back out into the wild. Hey, goblin. Do an initiative attack. Fight. I'm going to use ESP. Why is ESP always first? Oh, who's my rapier girl? She's only got 10 left. 10 damage long, 12 effects all in. Bite. 4 damage. No, I can't help but feel like my albatross is slightly stronger. Oh, man. Oh, folks. I googled the monster system on this game, and it is in batshit fucking crazy. Oh man, I'm on some sort of bridge. Ooh. Asigaru. Okay, I'm against some sort of samurai. I'm gonna use ESP against him. Don't know what it does. Misses. I think it just like lowers their. It must lower their attack or something. It's annoying because Bill's my strongest character, so I want to attack. I've only got 8 rapiers left. He did say a town for this elf. Hopefully, we should have some sort of. No meat. No meat for Asaru. Oh, here we go. Village. No, it's just a goblin. No, don't use ESP, Bill. Long. Use a long one. I've got a farm, man. I hope there is a way to customise the battle thing. It's really annoying that my long is in the wrong spot. Oh, he hits me with a nail. 14 damage, you motherfucker. Motherfucking goblin. Only 7 rapiers left. And there's one down, only 6 left. Goblin's meat. Oh, I found meat. The goblin. Yeah, I'm going to eat that. Toro changed to Albatross after that. There we go. Welcome! Yeah, okay, 14 jewels there. Yeah, this is a town full of monsters. Bandits live in a cave to the west. Okay, don't want to talk to all these monsters or what? Statue of Hero used to wear the king's armour. Yes, I understand this. I've already figured this out. There is a girl in the back who is very special. Ooh, who's she? Why'd you keep her in the back, eh? That leaves out the village. Man, this is like this is a contender for the worst village ever. How can I help you, by? Hey, hammer, rapier, long. Fucking longs are expensive. Kicks are really fucking expensive. Bronze shield, 42p. Let's pick that shit up. Let's get another bronze shield. Excellent. Bronze gloves. Have I got bronze gloves? I've got hat. I've already got hat and... Yeah, well, okay, I'm getting used to this. So you got hands. So I want two hands. Two hands. Yeah. I think that's all I can get really. Yeah, I've got that. Got that fire, ice. Too expensive. Don't know if stupid anyway. Yeah, thank you very much. I know that shit. Asshole. Thanks for reminding me. Paw. Equip. Chess. Bronze shield. Bronze has got a rating next to it for the shield, so I assume that means you can take so many damage. I put the gloves on, which is my defense up to 8. Excellent. Yeah, well, so definitely the definitely the old gloves are worth it. I have to see if the bronze shield actually does anything for me. Alright, I definitely need to buy a new rapier. Why, there's fucking nothing. A hammer, rapier, long. I want to get everyone longs. If I buy a long, I'm not going to have any money for anything else. And leave me with 4 GP remaining. Rapier's is 24 GP, so I could just do one battle and get a rapier afterwards. Yeah, I'm going to get a long. And I'm going to equip my long. Equip to... Chess? Jenna. I'm going to get Jenna. There you go. And I'll keep a rapier in reserve. And I've got 20 long left, so I've got a little while to gain a bit of money. Cool. I mean, I'm getting used to shit. Who's this guy? Who may help you? Bye. Ah, so this is the ability guy. So, HP 200s. Agility and strength, which is 300 each. Okay, so eventually I need to start grinding GP. I need to be able to kill things a bit quicker first. Okay. Jesus fucking Christ, this village goes on forever. Dora, I've heard about you. Why did you turn the kingdom and kill? Bandit has threatened to destroy the village, and yet I accept his proposal. Turns out the king's being a bit of a dick. Who would have funked it? Okay. Looks like I've got a house of life. No, don't care about that. Okay, so looks like I've got to take care of the bandits and then probably go see the king. Okay. I'll call it a day there then, safe state. It's a nice chunk of story done. And there we go. So, on the lovely adventuring music, I shall call it a day, folks. So, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, all that bollocks. It's still November. But yes, I shall get this out well before then. But yeah, hopefully this has been a decent audio recording. And hasn't glitched out or fucked anything up. Okay, let's see how it goes. I'll publish the episode and you guys let me know. Love you all. What's the saga? What's the saga? I need a saga. It's Final Fantasy Legend. Over and out, guys.
I need a saga. What's the saga?
Oh, avec moi, ce soir. Who needs a saga? I need a saga. What's the saga? It's the Final Fantasy Legend. Oh man, what's going on? Rich is like just ploughing this game. Ploughing. This is the soft, gentle music, people. Ah, it's just beautiful. Beautiful music. Yes. Welcome to Final Fantasy Legend. And I would like to give a big shout out and thank you to my other comrades in podcasting arms who have decided to lift their sagas into the air and say, yes, Bill, I'm going to let's play with you on this in an audio-only format. Yes, thank you, thank you. Thank you to Turtle Power Presents the Turtle Power's Playthrough Podcast with Turtle Power. Oh my god, I think I might have just got that right for the first time. Yes, Turtle Power, hey. Troidal Power. Troidal? Turtle? I don't know, I haven't got American accent, I can't say it properly. Yes. He is just recently on his podcast where he started a game of Final Fantasy Legend as well. Yes, and I'm going to listen to that when I get on the train. So I haven't listened to it yet, so hopefully he survived the opening. The opening learning curve of the game. And also a good friend, Tyler from Too Young for This Hit. He's also published an episode, but we're currently in the process of working on that podcast feed to get it live. So unless you've got a random link to Pinecast and know what you're doing, you run like you see it. Woo! Sorry, my app's flipping all over the place. Right, anyway. No, this bollocks. As we all know, my save state's broken, so I'm using a save state. Huh? No, my save file's broken, so I'm using a save state. Load state. Anyway, here we go. Yes. Da-da-da-da. Adventuring music at the highest order. Arrive. Right. So, what the fuck? What am I doing? Oh, bandits. Yes. So the right. I'm learning things, people. The King Armor, as he was called. You got self? Wow, Bridgeception. So King Armor wants to marry a girl. And we travelled south. We found a town and we found the girl. It turns out that the girl is a monster sprite. And when I googled which monster sprites are which, she's a floating eye. But although the sprite's got legs. But yes, she is an eye monster. So King Armor kind of wants to have some sort of kinky bum sex with an eye monster. You know, obviously he might not be wanting to have bum sex, he might want to have other types of sex, but other kind of sexes are available if you wish. But yes, King Armor's into some kinky shit. Ooh. Okay, I've entered the bandit's cave. And here's a lizard type monster. Let's see what he has to say for himself. Oh, I'm going to fight. Ooh, two lizards, I think. Okay, let's see how, oh, Bill's learned a new move, Mirror. I've got 10 of them. Oh, is ESP gone? Yes, ESP's gone. God for that. All right, let's see what Mirror does, shall we? Sense is being made, people. So, Chess. Sorry. Chester. Sorry, Matt. Keep calling him Chess. It's four characters, isn't it? Yeah, Chess. Chessy. Chez has got his hammer, but he's also got his shield, and I can see his bronze shield, and I can select it as a move, and there's 50 of them, so it must be some sort of uber defensive move. But thankfully, Chez is currently dripping in HP, so let's hammer the lizard. Oh, Jen, I gave her a longsword, yes! We've got those, and Beak for Tora, because she's turned back into an albatross, which I think should be, yes, she's very effective against lizards, 14 damage. Lizard attack Chez by bite, Chez does 2 damage, yes! All my armor buffs are working! Bill has multiplied. Lizard takes Bill by bite. 10 damage. What if Bill hasn't multiplied then? What? What? Did it take with a long and did 0 damage? Okay, I'm not sure what the multiply thing is. I'm going to do long. Maybe I'll get an extra move or some shit. Hammer. Long. Break. Alright. Tora attacks Lizard. By Beak, does 11 damage. Lizard attacks Dora, right, 6 damage. Dinner attacks Lizard by Long, no damage. What the fuck? Oh, he does limited spiel. Oh no, it's all going south, people. Build does 9 damage. Lizard defeated. Okay, one of the lizards is down. But Bill is down to 19 health. And Tori is down to 14. Now, admittedly, Tori didn't start with a lot. Man, I did not get what these bloody moves, these extra moves do. Long does no damage. Tori does 11 damage. Bill does bite, 10 damage. Shit. Bill's going to have very little health left. 8. If it was Bahamut, does 2 damage. Oh, Bill's on 9 HP. I can almost hear the Pokemon music going dee-doo, 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 dee-doo in my head. Ah, man. Alright, giving Jen a long was a fucking mistake, wasn't it? Bill takes long, does 8 damage. Tori attacks lizards by beak, does 10 damage. Get it! Lizard defeated! Bill won! You found meat of lizard. I'm not going to eat. Because lizard has more health, but if this is a lizard cave, I've got 80 GP. Oh, hang on, man. I can talk to him. No! No! Run! Can't run. Fuck. No, Bill's dead. Can't I run? Can't run. Oh my god, what? I literally can't. Oh no. Oh no. Ah, fuck this. Right, come on. I'm gonna beat this fucker. No damage. Fuck you, Jenna. 2 damage. Right, so we've got Hammer of Chess. Has she got any other weapons, Jenna? Oh, I've only got Fight or Run. Bill's dead. Is Tora dead? Fuck. Oh man, I'm not going to survive this. This is fucking... She does no damage. Oh, come on. It's just Chess doing 3 damage every time. Damn it, I can't believe I've lost 2 lives already. I only have 3. I can buy more, but they're really, really fucking expensive. Ah! Has Chez got what it takes? Right, there's no point in attacking the fucking Jenna. She's got Bronze Shield, I'm gonna use that. Yes, there we go. Alright, keep hammering away, Chez. Take 3 damage. Come on. Come on, Chez and fucking Jenna. Oh, there's still 2 lizards left. Come on. Oh, still 2 lizards. If Chez is dead, this is game over. Won't be happy to not. Oh, they're still alive. It's on about half my HP, I think. Yeah, Chisholm 38. I think Chisholm's 38 as well. 2 damage. Yeah, it's still alive. Oh my fucking god. I say 3 lizards. No, who is going mad? Oh my god, people! My fucking god! Oh, I can't believe what an epic failure I've had getting in here. Definitely didn't help that Jenna can't attack. God knows what Mira does. Yes, one of the lizards is dead! Oh no, Chiz is out of hammers! Oh, I physically can't attack anymore! Oh no! Can't run. Oh. Yeah, long does no damage. Oh, I'm fucked. Ah! Fuck! Fuck! Oh, it's going to take so long to game over as well. I've got so much health. Oh, right. I'm just going to give up, people. I can't believe it. I'm down by 2 lizards. Load game. Okay. Oh. What a fucking failure. Oh. Alright, well, I'm back in Iron Monster Town. Right. Oh, my fucking god. I can't believe I've been done in by this game already. I feel like such a failure. I couldn't even bother to wait for the game over screen. Well, you know, I can see the train station up ahead, so I knew I wasn't going to wait for the game over screen. Yeah, both Chess and Jenna had, like, 30 HP left. Neither of them could attack. And the lizard was only doing, like, 2 damage at a time to one character. It would have taken fucking ages to die. So, fuck it. Fuck it. Fuck them all. Fucking think that you stand for. Fuck this place. Fuck this world. Don't exist. Don't ever judge. Don't ever judge me. Yeah! Just better remember the Slipknot words. Oh, I was an idiot when I was a kid. Anyway, equip. First things first. Jenna. Fuck you and your fucking longsword. Back to the rapier. I think I've got 6 things. Right, I'm going to have to buy a new rapier. Man. I got demolished. I haven't got enough money for rapier. Okay, I'm going to have to go out and fight something. Buy a rapier. Has Bill still got mirror? When did I learn fucking mirror? Ah, yes, I've got 10 mirrors. Man, this game's confusing. First I learnt ESP without knowing it. Now I've learnt mirror without knowing it. Jesus Christ. What does stealth do? Right, I'm going to have to go out and grinding. Okay, so I think I'll do most of that off screen. I might get into one little fight, just so I can buy my rapier. Rapiers suck. I can't believe longs, you can't use long. Or long does no damage. Why does long do no damage? Every time I feel like I understand this game, it throws another curveball at me, and I only realise I understand it less and less. Oh, no. Let's not use Peel's mirror. Let's use Peel's long one. Fight the goblin, by the way, folks. Torrex Goblin, peak 15. Defeated. And meat of Goblin. Cats. 40 GP. There we go. Now I can call the rapier. Oh, an instant fight. An albatross. No, not mirror. Why is mirror the fucking first one? Why can't I change the order? You know, minor complaints. There's a Land Rover blocking my path. The car is not working. Idiot. Don't fire fucking 4x4 and live in the fucking suburbs, you penis. Yeah, another 4 GP. Excellent. 80 GP. Easy. Easy jet. Let's go buy a rapier. It's that land of eye monsters. There's a kick. Oh, that's really expensive. Fire and ice. Good ones, miss. Get rapier. Okay. Well, at least I've got a spare long for Bill. He needs it. Now, I can redo Bill just like getting a stat boost for his HP. Right. Yeah. Ignoring that a little bit. We'll see you guys later.
Hey everyone, Scott here with my good pal Rich. Say hi, Rich.
Hi.
And we're here today to tell you about a podcast we host together with our buddies Jay and Bill, the RPG After Years.
The After what?
The RPG After Years. Our show has entered into a new era of covering everything RPGs, both old and new. Thus, it is after its first era. It's the After Years.
I thought RPG was rocket-propelled grenade.
No, RPG stands for role-playing game. It's a genre of video game. Every week, we go through the latest news and discuss other relevant RPG-related topics. We also review RPGs as we complete them.
So an RPG is not a rabid Portuguese goose?
No, thank God. From Dragon Quest and Final Fantasy to The Witcher and Cyberpunk, we've got RPGs covered from the dawn of time to the far-flung future.
Oh, I've heard of Final Fantasy.
I'd hope so. So check us out on iTunes or whatever your preferred podcast listening platform happens to be. You can also find us at probablywork.com. Level up your podcast feed with the RPG After Years.
Enjoy the show.
Do you want to know what this podcast is? I imagine that right now, you're feeling a bit like Alice, tumbling down the rabbit hole, Do you believe in fate, listener? Let me tell you why you're here. You are here because we formed opinions on something. Podcasters Assemble is everywhere. We are all around you, even now in this very room. You hear us when you put on your headphones or log into Patreon. You can feel us when you go to work. This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. Press skip. The story ends. You wake up at your job and believe whatever you want to believe. You press play. You stay in Wonderland, and we show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember, all we're offering you are our opinions, nothing more. No one can be told what Podcasters Assemble is. You must experience it for yourself.
This has been a presentation
of the We Can Make This Work
Probably Network.
Follow us on Twitter
at Probably Work
for more of our questionable content.
Also, we have a website called probablywork.com.